91X News.
It's 5 degrees and mostly cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Eastern Region OPP is warning local merchants of a ring of thieves in the local area. Groups of 3 to 10 people, made up of men and women, are showing up at businesses to steal merchandise or check out the store for future thefts. They travel in large vehicles and go into stores wearing large baggy clothing. One or more will distract the store clerk while the others lift goods and go into offices. If anyone has information about these types of thefts, call local police immediately or the OPP at 1-888-310-1122. For the past 5 years, the Loyalist College Aboriginal Student Council has been only a name. But now, a passionate core group of students is bringing the council back and hopes to make it stronger than ever. Nick Liard has the story.
Dustin Brandt is the engineer behind it all. He thought it was time to revive the council in an effort to bring students of all cultures together.
We're not going to get political or anything like that. We're just going to put some culture out there and, you know, bring the Aboriginal Resource Centre outside of the Aboriginal Resource Centre and, you know, integrate that within the Loyalist College community.
Brandt says students have already started to show interest, and with advertising, they hope the numbers grow.
At first, a lot of people were really enthusiastic about it, and the people that were here seemed really interested.
Anyone can join. They can go to room 3H8, the Aboriginal Resource Room, anytime to sign up. For QNET News, I'm Nick Liard.
Hamed Shafia's lawyer says his 21-year-old client has filed notice to appeal his first-degree murder conviction. A Kingston jury found him guilty in the deaths of his three younger sisters and Rona Amir Mohammed, his father's first wife. Lawyer Patrick McCann says the main grounds of the appeal relate to admissibility issues.
They relate to, first of all, the admissibility of some of the hearsay evidence from the girls and Rona, and also the admissibility of the expert evidence on honor killing.
Shafia and his parents were each found guilty of 4 counts of first-degree murder Sunday and given automatic life sentences. The majority conservative government has moved to curtail debate on legislation that would create a new pooled pension option. But the unexpected decision comes amid an outcry over potential reforms to old age security, hinted at by Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Stephanie Leavitz from the Canadian Press has that story.
The Conservatives have voted to limit debate on the second reading of the pooled pension bill to 2 days. On their own merits, the proposed pooled registration pension plans are not highly contentious. The plan simply gives employers and workers another option to set aside retirement savings, in effect a group RRSP. However, opposition MPs have used the debate to pound the Harper government over its vague hints at more fundamental reforms to a pillar of the current pension system, old age security, which supplements the Canada Pension Plan for millions of modest income Canadians. Stephanie Leavitz, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's 91X News to 403. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
Two clubs at opposite ends of the NBA's Eastern Conference standings will square off tonight at the Air Canada Centre. The Toronto Raptors will take on the Atlanta Hawks in one of 7 games on the hard court. Atlanta is just 2 games out of the top spot in the East, while Toronto has just 7 victories this season. The Hawks have won 4 of their last 5 games on Toronto's home court. Clam chowder and cheesecake will be on the line in the traditional Governor Super Bowl bet. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo are wagering regional cuisine for Sunday's NFL title game. The food will be donated to local food banks. The New England Patriots will take on the New York Giants for the championship at Indianapolis. It's Super Bowl Media Day at Lucas Oil Field. The New England Patriots and the New York Giants are meeting with reporters ahead of this weekend's NFL championship. Pats tight end Rob Gronkowski says he thinks he'll be okay for Sunday's game. He hasn't practiced since suffering a high ankle sprain in the AFC Championship game. Vancouver police have announced 11 more charges against 5 people suspected of participating in the Stanley Cup riot last June. Police are also asking for the public's help in identifying people who beat a man trying to stop a crowd from breaking downtown windows. Today's charges bring to 43 the number of suspects that police have recommended charges against so far. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Renee with 91x weather.
Tonight, cloudy, with a 70% chance of showers late this evening and overnight. The temperature steady near 6. Wednesday, mainly cloudy, with 30% chance of showers. Temperature falling to +1 in the afternoon. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy, with a low of -3. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud. with a high of minus 1. Right now, it's 5 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Keenan Weaver, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.